I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock.
Come on. Thank you all for being here and for all of you tuning in across the country.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
That's a tribute to you.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Pleased to have you along. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Wednesday. It's Rob and Suk. It's Sachi here.
Sada.
Big Suk's right over there. And so is Ryan Buckley.
Dead sir.
He's trying to get out of working too hard for the draft tomorrow.
Pretty much.
He does not want to play the draft picks for you.
No. His white privilege runneth over.
But we're going to make him.
I wouldn't go that far. I thought someone on the text line summarized it well. They said, Buck, we do this every year and it's awful, but we're going to do it again anyways.
Exactly.
Well, what do you want? Like, you want it to be good?
Yeah. Get over it. I was hoping it would sound smooth, but maybe not.
No. It's never, ever sounded smooth.
No.
Have we ever done
anything that sounded smooth?
This is like our 20th draft on the air.
This show is full of potholes.
The first smooth one
errors.
Here's the text. Buck, it never goes well, but it's what we do and we have for a decade.
That's
ha
right.
Ha. No.
That's right.
So I told him that was spot on.
The fact that you can't get it out is all you need to know.
The next one that goes smooth will be the first one. That's what I was trying to say. All right?
Sure.
Dan Lanning will talk with his helmet here in about 15 minutes. We're going to have him on previewing the spring game on Saturday.
Possibly play Boys of Fall.
Possibly what?
Play Boys of Fall. I'm terrified that he would like that song.
Dare we?
No, I don't think we don't.
Dare we?
No. The show lacks courage. Do you think he's even heard?
No.
Sort of music. We may have to go down that. He'd probably be a country guy.
We've talked to him about that before.
Have we?
Yeah, because we talked about his
playlist. Oh, that's right.
He wanted
to see Zach Bryan. I think he's a Zach Bryan guy.
Well, he's going to join us 5:15. Then we'll get into the Reggie Bush news today. Notable odds shifts pertaining to the NFL draft. Tonight in the club, I hate to say this. I do.
Let's do it anyways.
I cannot... in good conscience say that I want to report this to you, but I have two pieces of dong news for you.
How about that? 1080 of the dong, huh?
Tonight from 6 to 7.
That's what we do. Yeah. Wait, what's coming? Is there anything coming after us today? No, I don't think we have anything.
I don't know. What's on tonight at 7,
no local
Buckley?
Shows, right?
I don't know. It's not one of our shows.
It was like when we can do dong stories, like into recruiting or hot corner. You know.
Let's see here. No, it's national programming.
So we're going to derail Freddie Coleman.
Something like that.
Freddie. Boy, has he been around? I feel like Freddie Coleman is like 1,000 years old.
I'm guessing he is not.
And yet I have no idea what he looks like. I don't know if I've ever seen him.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com.
I did not think Freddie Coleman.
Number 5.
Why?
Oh. He's the...
Are you being racist right now?
No, I knew he was an African-American guy. I just, I don't know. He kind of looks like, he looks like...
I just have always preferred the whites.
He looks like Bubba from Forrest Gump. He a little bit of, you got a little bit of that going on. He just, I don't know. And he's bald and he's a bigger guy. I don't know why. I pictured him differently.
Oakland transfer Trey Townsend, considered one of the best power forwards in the transfer portal. He has chosen Arizona over Michigan and Michigan State. He was the Horizon League Player of the Year. The Ducks have lost Brennan Rigsby. He is transferring out. He has now chosen to go play at Minnesota. And we have a change at the top of Portland State's athletic department. Their AD, John Johnson, is out. He needs to go be with his in-law Olds, he says. In is Jason Sukanik.
Hey!
New athletic director.
I'm going to go ahead and pass. Who knew Portland State had an athletic department, by the way?
Well, I thought you were going to give it to Jason Swigard.
If you pass, well, he's a UP guy.
Yeah.
You can't hire the rival.
No.
Number 4.
If you're out, then Deputy AD Matt Billings is in.
Hey, it's not bad. I mean, that job looks like it pays around $186,000.
Oregon State football loses another one. This time, offensive lineman Dylan Lopez has entered the portal. He is the 7th Beaver to enter since April 16th. Oregon State does get some help in men's basketball. They land incoming freshman from L.A., Jaquavis Williford. He's a 6'6 small forward. He originally committed to St. Louis but left after their coaching change. They rate him as the 21st best player from California. And former Beaver Jordan Pope has announced where he will be transferring to. He is headed to play at Texas.
He was their leading scorer, wasn't he?
17 points per game, I think.
He was their leading scorer. And he might have been the first or second to enter the portal. He went in there right at the beginning.
Number 3.
Big money handed out today by the Detroit football team. You otherwise know them as the Lions. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra St. Brown is now the highest paid receiver in the NFL. 4 years, $120 million.
Hell of a receiver. I don't know if he's, you know, this just goes down to the, you know, the next up gets paid the most. But he's earned his money.
$77 million of that will be guaranteed. The Lions also make former Duck Penei Sewell the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. 4 year extension, $112 million, $85 million guaranteed.
Yeah. And again, as good as St. Brown is, Sewell's better. I mean, you can make a case that that's the best left tackle in football. It's if he's not one, he's in a rarefied air. He has been so good since entering the league. You really can't argue with it. And remember, the debate was between him and Jamar Chase. What do you do? And by the way, Jamar Chase pretty good too. You hit two home runs there for their two respective organizations.
As for wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, he and the Niners still not close on a deal, leading many to believe that he is in play to be traded during the draft.
Yeah, well, that's a whole thing. Like, he doesn't want to be there. The Niners don't want to give him up, but that's all a smokescreen. They're just trying to get the price tag up.
Reports that they want a first-round pick, and other teams are balking at that.
After 14 years, the Heisman Trophy has been returned to USC's Reggie Bush. He says he's honored to be back in the family. The Heisman Trust citing enormous changes in college football for the change of heart. Athlete compensation is now an accepted practice. We've got more trouble at UW as two football players arrested for attacking a cyclist. One of them was Tylan Rogers, who's already charged with two separate rapes. The other player is Diesel Gordon. They were driving behind the cyclist when they were flipped off because they told him to get on the sidewalk. They allegedly tried to hit him and then tracked him down only to push and smack him and spit on him, and they also broke his bike.
Good Lord. And by the way, you would think if you're facing two rape charges...
And by the way, they were wearing... team issued UW gear, so they were easy to identify.
Apparently, he tried to hide in a stairwell and they found him in there.
Dumbass.
Come too far together. Stop now.
Do you think, though? Right? Two rape charges? Maybe. Keep your nose clean? Maybe just.
Number one.
But hey, that middle finger.
Number one.
Can't have that.
Number one.
And number one, playoffs tonight. We have two in the NBA where the Celtics are looking to take a 2-0 series lead on the Heat in the East. Boston leading 42-40.
Actually, 54-59.
Oh, Heat. I need to hit refresh, don't
I? 2 minutes left to go in the half.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, Boston will be fine.
Bruins Maple Leafs on the ice, second period. It is still scoreless. That series tied 1-1. Later, we get Stars hosting the Knights with Vegas leading 1-0 and the Oilers leading the Kings 1-0, and they're back in Edmonton. That'll be on TBS.
Did you mention the nightcap tonight in the NBA? There is one more tonight.
Yes. Yes, it's Thunder Pell.
Yeah, which, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I kind of root for Siege.
Yeah, look, I said that
I like the Thunder.
There's certain playoff series that there's no reason to watch. I'm looking right at you. Remember, Cleveland-Orlando is going on during the NFL draft. Yeah, not watching a second of that. And New Orleans, that first game actually came down to the wire, but unless it's the final 2 minutes and that's within a possession or two, I'm not watching New Orleans without Zion in Oklahoma City.
Well, that's the beauty of the NBA playoffs is a lot of times you can just keep an eye on score, and then if it's close in the fourth quarter, you just flip it on.
Yeah.
And watch it that way.
Well, that's pretty much what I did with the first one.
So, right there, be your Hot 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Let's catch up with a man we have not caught up with in a while. Oregon coach Dan Lanning joins us next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back. We are waiting for a call from Oregon coach Dan Lanning, who is typically quite prompt, although we, believe it or not, we're a little ahead of schedule here.
Look at us.
We cleared the deck for DL.
Well, I think we're afraid of being late because he normally is so prompt.
That's right. He makes us better.
Yes.
Dan Lanning.
Except for you, who still chooses to be sick.
Yeah, that's true. That sometimes I do get sick.
Lanning hasn't inspired you yet with his being sick as a choice.
Real quick on the Reggie Bush sitch.
Yeah. I love that he's like this giant sympathetic figure.
Well, he got his... Well, I mean, come on. I think a lot of people thought that the yanking his Heisman was kind of a joke.
Well, but at the time it was.
Well, it kind of was, because it was the idea that USC just got absolutely hammered by the NCAA.
But at the same time, like, if you get caught taking a couple hundred, like, in that time, I get now that things have changed, but I found it incredible that you get caught with a couple hundred thousand dollars in impermissible benefits, hiring an agent, two things at the time that were very major in college football. I get that it was a stupid rule, but he gets it taken away and everyone's like freaking out that he didn't do those things. And by the way, Reggie Bush, all he had to do was pay back the guy. Reggie Bush could have had all this go away. The guy just was like, hey, you went back on our agreement. You didn't make me your agent. And by the way, you have to repay me the money that I gave you and your family. And Reggie Bush told him to go pound sand. Like, Reggie Bush could have made this go away with one check.
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, nobody respects the NCAA.
No, but I just thought it was laughable that he's some sympathetic figure.
Well, and also, he was awesome.
Yes, like, he was.
You know, nobody deserved a Heisman more than that guy. Yeah. He was so good.
Yeah.
And so people just, I don't know, they just have no respect for the, and then vacating wins and get out of here.
Yeah.
So here, I wanted to read you a little something from Ted Miller. You remember Ted Miller?
I do remember Ted Miller.
Friend of
the program back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still writing.
Yeah.
Apparently he's still writing. I don't know. I don't know where. But Tyson Alger had this, and he posted it to his Twitter today, and I read it. It's a little excerpt from one of Ted Miller's pieces where he writes, "There's so much in college football. We used to go out to dinners on Friday nights before games with the crew, ESPN guys, TV guys, and national writers from different places. We would sit down, gossip, talk, argue, and bitch and moan about who was a good guy, who was a cheat, who was this, who was that. And one of the biggest stories in college football that's never really been covered is what I think was basically a conspiracy to take down USC.
Mm.
USC was so good, and their NCAA thing was the worst case in NCAA history. You had Alabama getting less restrictions when it was straight up pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling a story a couple of times at ESPN, like mailbag type stuff. I had an SEC AD who will continue to not be named straight up tell me it was a takedown because they thought USC cheated by being so cool with having Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell and all those guys hanging out at practice and selling the LA lifestyle and all that stuff. So they needed to be shut down, and they were. Meanwhile, schools were just blatantly paying players all across the SEC, and they never get busted. It was funny because we would all laugh about it. Some schools just never did anything, like Stanford didn't cheat. David Shaw didn't cheat. It was an interesting dynamic.
Huh. I hadn't heard that before, but it makes sense.
That from Ted Miller.
Well, and then USC was defiant, too. Remember that.
Yeah,
They went Harbaugh and thumbed their nose at it.
So Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. All right, we have the coach, Oregon's Dan Lanning, I believe, joining us now here on 1080 The Fan. Coach.
How we doing?
Hey, good. How are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, doing great. Doing great. Good to be on with you guys.
What are you going
to
be doing for the draft tomorrow?
You know, we'll see. I might be on a little road trip to go try to, you know, join some of our guys. Might sit around and watch it here. We'll see how it all plays out. Got to be audible ready around here.
Got to be audible ready.
I love
so
it.
You could hop on a plane and go out there?
Well, we got practice in the morning. So, yeah, we'll see how it adapts and, you know, how the day adjusts. We'll see how it all plays out.
How big a deal is that for you when you see one of your guys, I mean, go in any round, but you get a couple of them that may go in the first?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate from that standpoint to get to coach several guys to get that opportunity. And there's not really a better feeling in the world. You know, obviously there's such thing as team success and what you get to do on the field, you know, with your team. But when you get to see a guy that's given so much for his team, turn around and turn that into individual success for his career, it's a really great feeling.
What does that do? Like, I mean, obviously it makes you feel great, but from a program standpoint, recruiting, how much of that is part of the pitch, or that guys pay attention to that when you walk into someone's living room and be like, hey, if you're a quarterback, if you're a lineman, you're a D-lineman, hey, this, look at what we do.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, so often in recruiting, when it starts off, or like when I first got here to Oregon, you know, I think what a lot of what the sell was is what the vision. Hey, here's what we think you can do here. But it's just that. It's a vision. But when you start to see people go execute it and be able to have success, then, you know, the proof's in the pudding. So it's definitely a benefit for the university when we have guys that get drafted high and get to chase their dreams of playing in the NFL, but also certainly, obviously, a benefit for the player.
The Oregon spring game will be here on The Fan Saturday. You can listen to it starting at 1. So entering your third season now, just assess your overall talent level compared to the first two.
Yeah, I think we've got a great group. It's a different group, but certainly have a great group when it comes to, you know, talent and ability. You know, I think we're as talented as we've been since I've been here. You know, that doesn't always necessarily lead to success. You got to become a team within that as well. But that's what the spring's been about, and that's what, you know, the off season's really for.
I know the portal can be a little maddening for people, but how nice is it to go out? You need secondary guys, and you go out and you bring in four hammer guys. Like, I know this is a new secondary, but like, how good can this group be? And what have you seen so far in spring?
Well, I'll just say this. We've had unbelievable competition on the practice field. And I think that's, you know, it's great evidence of, you know, iron sharpens iron, and having, you know, really good wideouts out there going against really good DBs. That makes both sides of the ball, you know, a lot better, and certainly improves our team.
Does anyone, and I don't know if you can even answer it, but does anyone give a playful ribbing, like with Muhammad coming in? Like, you know, in today's world, I mean, this is what it is, but the idea of, you know, the games you guys had last year with Washington, and he was so good for them, and now he comes down. Is there some playful stuff back and forth between guys?
No, I'm just glad he's on my team. It's nice to have that guy on our side of the ball and on our team, no doubt.
In this world of more transfers coming in and more guys leaving every year, as you know, the roster, you know, changes over a lot more, how does that change your coaching style? Do you have to make adjustments? Have you had to change things when there's more attrition each year?
I think it becomes a problem when you really change who you are. I think the reality is it reveals a lot more. You know, look, you can't beg anybody to stick around and be here, because to be a great football player, you have to want to be coached. You have to want to get better. And that means that you're going to give, you know, real feedback. And we've been fortunate enough here that our players want that. Like, they want to be coached hard. They want to be here, and we've created an environment that they want to be in. So it's been a big plus here. But, you know, every year there's going to be attrition in college football. That's just the name of the game. There's a great chance there'll probably be some attrition here. And that's not out of character. That's normal. But you have to coach the way you feel like gets your team prepared to go win games. And if you change that mindset, then you're probably not going to be as successful on the field.
At the quarterback position, Dylan Gabriel comes in. You know, I was looking it up. He's played in 50 college football games, which is such a luxury. Bo Nix came in with a ton of experience. Outline what that means for you as a staff when you get that much experience coming in at the quarterback position.
Well, I mean, you just said it. Like, there's no replacement for experience. When you have a guy that's been there when, you know, the bullets are firing, and he's experienced that firsthand, the only way to get that is more experience. And when you have some guys that have gotten game reps and experienced the speed of the game, you know, that there's a huge benefit for that.
So are you then, does that make you further along at this stage of the game than you would be with a younger quarterback, obviously?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's your job as a coach to be able to adjust, you know, how you coach based on who you're coaching and what that looks like. You know, how much more can a guy like Dylan handle than maybe a freshman? Yeah, there's certainly some pieces of the game that he can handle at a higher level than somebody that's just coming into the game because of his experience. But it doesn't necessarily change our approach in a lot of ways. It's still about us figuring out what are these guys most comfortable running? What do they do best? Because every player is different.
When you look at some of the bigger programs in the country, you guys, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, so much of this now is experienced transfers coming in. It used to be the idea was you get the five-star kid and you throw him in there and you groom him and you hope that he's your guy for several years, especially at these big-time programs where you can attract Dylan Gabriels and Bo Nixes. Has it shifted a little bit that this is kind of more of where we're leaning of bringing in experienced guys?
Well, I think it's a balance, right? Like, we still want to be a team that can go sign high school guys and develop them. And we've had a lot of great, you know, players that have been able to come here and develop just like that, develop as high school players and grow. But, you know, in the world as competitive as it is, you have an opportunity to make your roster better. You have to challenge yourself to do that as well.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning here on The Fan. Now, from our vantage point, it was hard to tell how serious anything was with regards to the Alabama job when Saban retired. Can you shed light on how that all went down?
Yeah, I'm honestly tired of talking about it. I mean, I want to be here. That has been extremely clear. It never went further than me saying that. I got ahead of any news, any opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, this is where I want to be.
Yeah, it was just one of those things.
I think that's been really clear.
Yeah, you just
got
it.
Everybody's asked about it. It's been awesome. It's like, yeah, but like I was more concerned about the D-tackle that I was trying to sign at the time rather than everybody else's news that they were interested in. I was interested in hanging out with my family, watching a movie. So for us here, it was really clear and decisive. Like, look, we're here. We've made a commitment to being here. We're going to be here. So if there's a job next year, you can know right now, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. I'm not going anywhere. And there's a job the year after that. I'm not leaving. Now, what's that mean? It means I got to keep winning, right? And if I don't win, then I don't get to be here. But as long as I get to be here, I'm going to be here.
Now, whose idea was the video that you put out? Because
that was well done.
That was rad.
Well, I mean, I was sitting there visiting on the phone with a mom of a recruit that we were trying to get to come join our program. And she was like, look, I just talked to a coach yesterday, told me he wasn't leaving and he left. You know, how do I know you're not leaving? I'm seeing this news everywhere. I said, would it make you feel better if we made a statement, if we released a video? And she goes, yeah, absolutely. So we made a video that night and we sent it to her first. And then we released it in the morning. Huh. So it was really her idea. I got to give her credit.
I assume you got the kid.
We did. It's pretty good.
Fantastic. Well played.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like taking what is potentially a negative and distraction and you turn it into a positive, because that thing went viral. I mean, that thing was the talk of college football for a while. And, you know, I would assume that anytime you can get your name out there on a national brand stage, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, this is an unbelievable place that we're thrilled to be a part of and, you know, grateful for the opportunity to be a part of. And we want as many people that can come join that as possible that can make us better. We want to keep growing in that area.
Is it weird? Because it's going to be weird for us when we cover the Big Ten media day. Is it weird to see, like, the Big Ten logo on the field and patches on jerseys? Has that quite sunk in yet?
I don't really think about that stuff. I mean, I'm just excited about the opportunity. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of logos that got to change, but luckily that's not on my job description. So we're excited about the opportunity to go play in this league. I mean, I think there's two football leagues in college football that you want to be associated with right now, and that's, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC, and we're fortunate to be in one of those.
Now, how was the Waste Management golf tournament? We haven't talked to you in a while. How was that, and was it better than you two at the Sphere?
Oh, that's tough. Rick. So, I mean, it was a great experience. I've been to two golf events in my life. I've been to the Masters, and then I've been to the Waste Management Open now for only about 4 hours, and they couldn't be more polar opposites, but they were both really fun experiences, certainly a lot different. It was a great time. The Sphere is something else. I really enjoyed U2, but I wish they would have played a couple more of their songs that I know really well. You know, I felt like they were saving some of the good stuff, but both were awesome. I'd say the Waste Management Open probably beats U2 just by a little bit.
Okay.
Well, and you went this year, they had to shut it down at some point. It got too sideways.
Yeah, it wasn't that way the day I was there. I was there on Thursday just for a little bit, and it was a fun. Everybody was having a good time, but nothing was at least out of control at that point.
Now, you being, I assume the Masters connection was you being at down there in Georgia. Did you get into Berkman's place?
I didn't. So I went. We had a scrimmage on Saturday. Whenever I was at Georgia, and on Saturday after the scrimmage, I was grading my film. My wife actually drove to Augusta. I was in the passenger seat of the car grading film, and I got to go watch Tiger win the Masters in 2019. So I went on a Sunday. They played. If you remember, there was like rain that afternoon, so they got like the whole Sunday event done. Like by 1 o'clock on Sunday. So I was fortunate enough to be there when we probably saw Tiger win his last one.
I can't think of a better one to be at.
No, that's pretty cool.
But somebody just,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Did somebody just throw badges at you at the last minute or like, how did that
work? I remember a buddy called me, a buddy that from Missouri was actually going to the Masters, and he's like, you should go. I said, I think it's a lot harder to get in than you think. He's like, you know, you're like the D coordinator at Georgia. You should just ask somebody. And so I asked somebody, and I was able to get. And you know what? They're great friends still to this day. Some great friends that we have down there in Georgia that we're able to take care of.
Yeah. How do you go about leveraging? Yeah, like that's Like, you're the head coach at Oregon. It carries some weight. Have you gotten comfortable with throwing the name around to get to certain things?
No, I don't really like doing that at all.
You know, I have to tell you, since it's a clean transition to it, our listeners voted you the new owner of the Sports Throne in our area. Mm-hmm. Now that Damian Lillard has moved on to Milwaukee, mm-hmm. you're kind of the king, or
yeah, you're sitting on the throne.
Yeah, like, are you ready for that responsibility?
No, we can give that to somebody else. Let's hope one of our players play well enough this year that they name him the throne.
Now, okay, last little thing here. This is from our listeners. We were talking about, we were actually trying to guess what kind of car you drove, but that's public knowledge. So we got to talking about, how old's your oldest kid?
14.
Okay, so he's getting close to driving. What is your philosophy on teaching your kids to drive?
Well, get them behind the wheel and sit in the passenger seat and pray. I mean, you gotta go, like, I grew up as a kid on a farm that, you know, it started off like sitting on your grandpa's lap driving the truck, right? And learning how to do the stick shift. So our guys haven't necessarily had that experience, but we'll start with some driveway driving, and then we'll get out there in the road and figure things out.
Well, we were wondering if maybe you'd farm it out.
Yeah, we were thinking, with your schedule, knowing, like, with the Halloween and Thanksgiving, we were wondering, does Mrs. Lanning teach the kids to drive?
I'm sure. I mean, we haven't got to that point yet, but yeah, she'll probably be a big piece of that. It certainly won't just be me.
And first car, are you forcing them?
Yeah, it's not going to be anything fancy.
Yeah, that's
what
my
dad always told me, like, look, you're going to have something to drive, but it just needs to get you from point A and point B, and it's safe. So I think my first vehicle was like a 1989 Ford Taurus. And then, like, my next one was like a 88 Plymouth Acclaim.
Tasty.
Like, you kind of run it till the wheels fall off.
Nice.
In my family. So Sophia has a Honda Pilot we bought back when we were in Memphis. So I've got a feeling that'll probably be the first vehicle.
Okay.
It's not as old as mine was. I mean, I feel like these guys are kind of walking into something better, but it's probably like a 2014 or 15 Honda Pilot. That'll probably be the first thing that they learn how to drive.
The question, though, is the son, like, he knows that the dad's a big deal. We know what the salary is. Do you think he's already going to start angling for something a little nicer? Is he going to start, or does he know, shut up and take the Pilot?
No, he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he understands. He'll be grateful to have something that he can drive, and he'll understand you got to learn how to take care of that first. And, you know, if you ever want to go spend your money on something fancier than that, then go to work.
Yeah. Got to keep him grounded. That's right.
Also, we were wondering too, like, you're an intense guy. Is that intensity, does that go for teaching someone to drive? We were wondering if maybe the missus might be a little easier for the kids. To learn to drive. I think it might be a little scary to have Coach Dan Lanning in the passenger side.
Yeah, it might be a good learning experience for me and the boys both. We'll see how it plays out. I can adjust my coaching techniques if needed, but we got some pretty conscientious boys. I think they'll do a good job.
All right.
14, 12, 11-ish?
There you go. Home run. Yeah, you hit it.
Okay.
12 is going to turn 13 here in June.
Man, you're almost there, man. Like, you know.
Getting close, right?
Empty nest. All right, Dan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate catching up with you, and have fun Saturday at the spring game. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You're going to have a good one. Yeah. There he is.
2 days away from being drunk on a beach. Things are going great.
Do you remember riding on your grandpa's lap?
No.
On the tractor?
See, no. You wouldn't want to ride on my grandpa's lap.
There are so many things that he says that I identify with, because we're Midwest boys.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, I mean, that was my childhood. Like, my grandpa had a farm.
Yeah.
And he would teach you to drive the tractor and different. And of course, he'd be drunk.
Sure.
You know, there'd be multiple beers and beer cans lying around. But that's how you learn.
I can assure you that Newell K. Brown, the last person that you wanted to sit on the lap of and learn to do anything, was Newell Brown.
Well, look, I mean,
he was a hard man.
That was true of my, I mean, dude, you think my grandpa didn't even speak. He was just drunk. But you think that was easy? It wasn't. It's just what you did.
Yeah.
It's just, it's how it is.
I was lucky enough to not have to do that. Yeah, it's a Midwestern thing. Yeah, I mean, that idea of, like, growing up, whether you're driving a go-kart, a tractor, or some sort of small vehicle, yeah. My kids never had any of that. We had to learn the hard way. And by the way, every one of my kids today still terrifies me behind the wheel.
Yeah, me too.
There's a power.
It's the late breaking thing.
There's a power ranking there, but all three are there. It's not great.
Yeah.
Yes, the late braking and
that drives me crazy.
The aggressive lane changes and
I just brake a little early so that I know that you're paying attention.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Be nice.
It's like you know.
Yeah,
that whole thing.
Yeah, I know that thing. Believe me, I know that thing.
All right, there's Dan Lanning, the Oregon coach. When we get back, notable odds shifts for the NFL draft from today. We'll get to that. Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Fellow Dan Lanning feedback here on the Vancouver Ford text line. RJ says, Dan is the man. Like him more with every interview. Duck's got a good one. Another one says, you two need to stay audible ready.
You kidding me? Our entire offense is audible ready.
Yeah, I mean,
we're running a two-minute job here the entire time.
What do you think we do here? Script out our plays?
No kidding. Thank you, Buck. I mean, if there is ever an audible ready show, it's this one.
That's right.
Get out of here with that.
It's like the old K-gun in the Bills. We're not going in no huddle. In fact, we're just doing the, you're the bottle cap, I'm the stick.
Omaha!
Red panties!
Another text.
Hey, Red Danny!
Says, Dan Lanning is so damn glorious, Midwest and down to earth, but somehow charming and terrifying all at once. And that's so true.
It's a good little summation.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. All right. I've got some odds here. I don't know if you bet on the NFL draft.
I've got a couple wagers, a time or two. We've talked about him here on the air.
You got a big one this year?
I don't have anything enormous this year.
Lock of the century?
No, I don't have a lock of the century. I did get in on a small wager a while back. Nemec turned me onto that one. Malik Nabers to go as the first receiver off the board. Actually, the first non-quarterback taken. And if that hits, and I didn't put down a bunch of money, but it's a tasty little piece of action.
Well, the one he gave us the other day was like a 3-1 that Byron Murphy would make the top 10. That's now dropped to even money. So yeah. Hoping that one hits.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that for whatever reason, the last couple of days, all the reports are coming out is that he is a flying up.
Yeah, he's on the top of this list here. I forget who put this out. I give credit, but they have, I just took a screen grab of it. Major odds shifts for today, April 24. First defensive player selected, Byron Murphy, is now +175.
Yep. And if you would have gone back just a week or two ago, it was Dallas Turner by a mile, and now all of a sudden Murphy's coming on strong.
Michael Penix draft position under 32.5 was +100, now is -300.
Yep.
Team to select Bo Nix, Rams +2750 is now down to +750.
Huh.
Rams.
Isn't it weird that these, like, I have no idea, because most of the time I hear this information at this point in the draft, again, it's all smoke screens, but when Vegas is involved, like, does Vegas know anything, or is Vegas just going basically, again, off of what the public perception is?
Yeah, might just be how betting is going.
Yeah.
They're seeing a lot of money come in on that, so they, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Team to select Xavier Worthy, Rams +5,000 down to +850.
I do have him. He's another guy that I have going in the top. I think I have him in the top 20. I think he'll go higher than what people were thinking.
This is a weird one, and there is this stuff floating out there, but and I don't really get it. But Chargers' first pick, exact position, is quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It was plus 15,000. It is now only plus 750.
Yeah.
There's this idea that Justin Herbert's going to be traded and the Chargers are going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about that today. If you dealt him, it's like a $100 million dead cap hit.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know where
trading Justin Herbert to what? Draft J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know where that comes from.
The only thing that would make sense is if they thought that the fifth pick could be a quarterback and the Chargers were trading out of it, but not the actual Chargers taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if someone offers you 9 first-round picks and you move back a couple spots, I mean, it's just, that's insanity. Although, you know, there was a whole thing going around on one of the national shows where they were trying to say that Miami is going to draft, like, Michael Penix. And I'm just like, please stop with that. Like, they're not drafting. They have Tua. And they're like, well, he hasn't signed an extension yet. Therefore, Michael Penix to Miami.
So can I just come on here and say that the Chiefs are going to draft Bo Nix?
Yeah, why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Sources close to you. But that's the thing, is that if you spread that around enough and people start talking about it, it can move lines. It's just, it's silly.
Well, it is silly. And thankfully, it's almost over.
Yes.
And we actually get picks tomorrow.
Yep.
So.
And then we get to find out, like, you know, were we all just completely off? It'll be like Jared Verse, who ends up being the number one defense player off the board, or that's the other one. Like with corner, there's a lot of debate of who's the first corner going off the board. Some people are going to swear it's Kool-Aid McKinstry. Other people say it's his teammate, and then Cooper DeJean, and then the Mitchell kid out of Toledo all of a sudden has become a hot number to be the first corner off the board. Yeah, can we just wait and see?
That's what I've been saying for 10 years, man. Yeah, yeah. Just wait. Let them draft, and we'll analyze it at that point. Mm-hmm. And even then, you don't even know. Love the Monday, what a great draft this team. How do you know?
Exactly. You don't. Again, you go off of value, right? Like, there's a point system. But I would assume that we're going to get a butt-ton of quarterbacks, butt-ton of receivers, and a bunch of offensive linemen.
Well, that's what we need from Isaac now. If you really want to be a draft guy, Isaac, your mm-hmm. 7-round mock before. We also need your A through F grades for all 32 teams afterwards. You need to grade out all the drafts.
You got it.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not here Monday. Never mind.
Immediately.
Dang.
Well, then you call in.
Maybe next year. Yes, call in.
That's right.
Right. Sit by the phone. Mm-hmm. I guarantee I'll call. Just wait. Don't call me, though.
Well, what if we do? Well, I'm not here, so I think it's Schultzy. Have Schultzy call you.
Yeah, who's doing our show on Monday?
I think Schultzy.
I think it's Schultzy.
Just Schultzy? Like, doing everything?
I think Schultzy and then To Be Determined.
Yeah, I think it'll be Schultzy and somebody else. I'm not sure that's been determined yet.
Hey, another big sports guest tomorrow. We'll tell you about that next on The Fan. Yeah, I have the schedule here. Look at the boss. He's all over it. Jordan will be in with Will on Monday, Patrick and Will on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I'll be back with Will as producer Thursday and Friday.
All right, there you go.
That's what next week
looks
like.
There's your schedule.
Now, tomorrow, we have another big sports guest, as we are going to interview Scott Barnes, mm-hmm. Oregon State AD. He'll be joining us at 4.
Guest heavy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think guest heavy, but these are key guests. You know, Scott Barnes, you know, he's right in the throes of all this BS and the Pac-2 and all that crap.
Yeah, the Beavs were having like a big online auction today trying to raise money for some of the smaller sports.
Now, I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'm guessing, well, I don't know. I'm going to keep an open mind about how much BS he will give us regarding a lot of this stuff. But I do want to ask him about the NVIDIA guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm fascinated by that. The guy that started NVIDIA, Jensen Huang, or whatever his name
Huang,
is.
Huang, I think.
Huang. He's a billionaire, and he's an Oregon State alum. He's given money to the Beavers. I just wonder his level of, you know, interest or involvement in athletics at all, and, you know, how much they've tried to tap into that.
A billionaire, $70
billion. Yeah, fascinating.
One of the richest men in the world.
Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. If only... Like, you could get him to...
Get him on the phone. Scott, call him up.
Get him to be the new Phil Knight.
Do you think Barnes has his number? You think Barnes texts him?
No.
What if Barnes gave us his number and let us do the pitch?
In. All in. I could get it. I could get money out of him.
There you go. Good luck with that.
I think I could do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a little harder than that, but...
Get creative. Steal that guy's money.
Would you like to be a fundraiser for a school?
No.
I think that's a...
No.
I would not want to do that.
But if you told me every guy But if you gave me select guys that are multi-billionaires, mm-hmm. yeah.
You go big fish hunting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. That would be fun. But having to piece together,
yeah.
you know, $5 million for NIL from just anywhere you can get it, no thanks.
Yeah. Well, it's just like there was today, like I said, there was, you know, the Damn Nation, I think, is their collective, and they were doing some different auctions and stuff, and like they were trying to raise money for the wrestling team to get some rehab equipment. The rowing team needed a new fancy shell. I guess that's the boat. Like I think the new norm for especially for a lot of these smaller sports are you got to pay up. Like Cal did this. Remember a couple years ago, Cal was like, "Hey, if you want to save these sports, you got to privately fund it." Even Texas A&M laid off a bunch of staff today. And said they're doing it in anticipation of the changing business model, a.k.a. revenue sharing or the lawsuits.
A.k.a. we can't pay Jimbo Fisher's buyout without firing you.
Yes. So, I mean, like when A&M is starting to kind of pull some purse strings a little tighter, you know that the crunch is coming.
So tune in tomorrow at 4 for Scott Barnes. And then we'll turn our attention after that to the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And we'll play the picks.
If Buck has his way, we won't, but.
No, but Buck's
no, we're
going to
do it. I'm
way.
Not going to have my way. We've made that clear.
I am intrigued to see if we can go one through four, let alone one through five as quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Never happened.
So who's fifth?
Well, Chargers are fifth right now.
So, and four, I think, is Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And neither one of them need a quarterback. So the idea becomes, you know, one, two,
they'll
three.
They'll both trade out?
Yeah. One, two, three should be quarterbacks, right? I mean, and most people believe that we already have the Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3. That seems to be
so
one,
Drake
two,
May
three.
To the Patriots?
Yes. Although the Patriots, again, all the talk right now is the Patriots are saying, we're open for business. Someone come up there.
Yeah, but the consensus is they're not a quarterback away. They're a roster away. Yeah. So they would try to acquire more picks by giving up that spot to someone who wants to use May now.
So it becomes this, but it becomes this juggling act that if you want your quarterback, you're probably not getting Daniels and Caleb Williams, right? That's the belief. One and two, that's set. If you want one of the others, where do you need to go up into the draft? Do you need to go to three? Do you need to go to four? Do you need to go to five? Because if you jump up to five or four, and New England bails out and someone moves up to three, you moved up for nothing if there's only one of those quarterbacks that you want. So do you have to pay the freight? New England right now, I'm sure, is fielding plenty of offers and telling people, hey, you want your guy, you got to deal with us because someone else will.
I'm going to say no to the idea that we get five straight quarterbacks at the top of the draft.
Be pretty ballsy if we did.
I don't think we will have that.
I don't think so either. But, you know, I think the idea of getting four is intriguing.
Four in the top five?
Four in the top five would be fascinating.
I bet you get the first three.
And I also want to, I think one, two, three will definitely be quarterbacks. Yeah. And then the other one is I want to see who it is. And I don't think we've ever had a defensive player go past eight or nine. Do we get into 10, 11 before we see a defensive player off the board? And who
meaning
is
the
it?
First defensive player?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always comes before eight.
I think it's always, I think eight or nine is the line it's never been. And I think there's a good chance we get to 10 and we don't have a defensive player. And then, who is that defensive player? Is it Dallas Turner? Is it one of the four corners? Or is it Murphy, the defensive lineman out of Texas now?
All right, I got a warning for you.
And a white corner.
Well, we have a warning anyway on our club open.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Heavy penis.
It's going to be kind of dirty. Mm. I'm just warning you now. Tonight's club. Yesterday's club was pretty clean, all about music and stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight, well, until we started playing Mary Stoop Kill.
Is that dirty?
No, they're stupid.
That's not dirty.
It's love. Sweet, it's love making.
Sweet, sweet love making between me and Dolly.
There you go. Sweet, sweet love making.
Elderly Dolly Parton, who will probably break a hip.
Look, the first two words that I can tell you.
Oh boy.
Vagina and dong. All right. I've never seen so much dong in my life. So let's get to it.
Let's just buckle up, right?
Let's get to it.
Potholes ahead.
The club is next on The Fan. He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.